Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hey, let's do this final hour at Urban Sprague, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. It's time for my favorite part of the week. That is the Sparta TRT. Mail sack, whether you're hitting the gym, just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of Live Sparta, TRT.com. How's our tea feeling today?
Good tea.
Good tea today?
We got good tea. If you're struggling with your tea, you should take it seriously. And Sparta TRT will help you with that. But yes, tea's feeling good right now here. Take care of yourself, though.
Yes, you need to. Lots to get to. We start, as always, final hour. In the mail sack. I look forward to it every week.
Mail sack.
It somehow made my Tuesdays.
Mail sack.
Very exciting.
It has unquestionably improved my Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And higher tea can improve your Tuesdays as well.
Yes, it can.
Mail sack question. If you became the commissioner of any of the sports leagues, what's an unpopular opinion that you would unequivocally change in that given sport?
An unpopular opinion. I was going to ban international games in the NFL and not play 17 or more games.
I don't know if that's unpopular.
I know. I think that's pretty common.
Can I give you one? I don't know if this counts. If I were commissioner, I wouldn't care how long until I got fired.
Oh,
I would die on the sword.
Yep.
And I would unilaterally move teams out of markets that don't care about those teams. Like, I don't care. Fire me. Go ahead. Vote me out. Miami Marlins, you don't exist anymore.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Fill in the – where do you want to go play?
New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah. See you later.
Yeah. Like Portland Trailblazers.
Hey. That's the Seattle Super Blazers.
That
to
is
you.
The Seattle Super Blazers.
That's one of the biggest things that drives me nuts in professional sports. There are so many cities who would be passionate, diehard places for those teams to play, and you turn on games. Like, the Marlins are actually having a decent year this year. I haven't watched them play yet, but I look at standings.
Yeah.
No, they have like four people at their games.
They're usually the other fans.
And it's the other fans. Yeah. Nobody cares about them. Nobody will ever care about them. They've won two World Series. Nobody gives a... Like, it just is terrible. Get them out of there. That would be my move.
They're asking for one, and so I hate not playing the game specifically to it. I think you could play this game in every sport. Like, in basketball, first round's best of three.
Yeah.
I love that it pisses people off when I throw that out there.
If you were the commissioner of the NBA, that's the first, like, we give you your one wish.
Yeah.
Of all the wishes.
Best of three.
That's the one that you, over like a shortened regular season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, okay. You want urgency. We love urgency in everything. I don't know why people argue with me on this.
How tough would our loss to the Spurs have been after winning game two in a fifth?
We were in the pivotal game three.
We were at winner take all game three.
Winner take all game three. Imagine what we would have been thinking of, like, oh my God, will we win this series?
What were we at, 15 in the third quarter?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and then Dylan Harper just ripped our souls out. In the NFL, it'd be.
I would bring back the old kickoff rule. I know that sounds stupid. I hate the new kickoff rule.
I would ban extra points.
Just they're all good for seven?
No.
You're going for two. No matter what, you're going for
two? Getting wild with sixes, baby.
Okay. All right.
I think that's what I'm doing.
Brandon, you changing anything?
Can I be the NCAA commissioner and get rid of overtime in football?
Oh.
Change that back to just do it like the NFL now.
You want to use the NFL's overtime?
Yeah, because the 2-point conversion thing, it just gets. We're getting to the point now. We've gotten an 8 overtime and a 9 overtime game. I don't like it. I think it just takes out everything that's strategical about football.
It's all because of LSU and A&M.
I agree with you.
I think it's just
ruining overtime.
The only thing that will ever make the rule change back, mark my words, is getting a quarterfinal, semifinal, or national championship game coming down to that. Heads would roll.
Right.
If you were in a semifinal game, like it's was it Ole Miss and Miami, right, that played? That was one of the semis, Oregon and Indiana, Ole Miss, Miami.
Yeah. Ole Miss, Miami.
I won't use my team here because they lost by 50. Use the Ole Miss, Miami example. That game goes to overtime. Both teams score a touchdown. It goes, like, it's decided on the fifth 2-point conversion to go to a national championship.
I mean, A&M Miami was staring down the
It almost was
overtime,
until he threw a pick.
That would have been interesting to see.
Yeah, that's how you get that change, but I'm with you. I can't stand that rule. I'm okay going for two in general in games. That's fun to do.
33-yard field goals, and then you miss it, and you're like, I hate that I care about this so much. If you don't come up with a 2-point conversion, which I would argue the NFL needs to have some wonder kid, their 2-point plays are garbage.
There's a lot of bad ones.
How often do you feel confident about your team getting the 2 points?
Never. Very often.
Right, because it's so uncreative.
And Seattle got home field advantage in the playoffs because a ball went backwards.
Because of a failed one that ended up being correct. It's like crazy.
Mail sack question. If you could act in any Star Wars movie, what character would you play?
So this is an easy one, I think, for most people. I think almost everybody is wanting to be a Han Solo, get the girl and be the badass. Darth Vader would be awesome, but nobody would see your face, so how much credit would you really give?
Good point.
That's not James Earl Jones in that costume.
No, it's not.
But that's his breathing and voice. I thought about our show here.
I'd be Jabba the Hutt.
We are unequivocally R2-D2 and C-3PO.
We are? Short and fat, tall and skinny. That works, too.
I'm easily the more annoying guy, but you won't shut up and complain.
Was there an actual guy in those suits?
In the C-3PO one, there was.
There was a guy walking around?
You think they made a giant,
I don't know,
moving robot in the 70s?
They used miniature cities for all the scenes. It was like little tiny planes that they were dragging around on the ground.
Right, but you're not asking, were those real little cities?
It could have been a little C-3PO.
There was a guy in that robot. In the R2-D2.
I'll take your word for it. Oh. R2-D2 there was, too? How tiny was he?
You know, the Ewoks are not real animals.
I know that they're not real animals. I am well aware of that.
Those were...
Sorry, I apologize. I stepped on the nerd feet here. I apologize.
It's all right.
I've offended you.
No,
my
you
apologies.
Haven't offended me.
I've offended the Star Wars people.
I just love...
I'm sorry. Star Wars
Nobody's
is great.
Nobody's offended by you.
They're all wonderful movies. No. Don't yell at me.
You didn't actually lift that guy up without actually not grabbing him. The Force is not real, unfortunately.
Are you sure about that?
It'd be so cool if it was.
It'd be badass.
How much fatter would we be as a society if we could harness
the Force?
If the
Force was real, it would be over. It would be over. We wouldn't have any chance.
Chips and salsa, the remote control, I'm never moving.
Yeah, that's a pretty good comp for us. Outside of that, Luke Skywalker's too easy.
Well, you gotta kiss your sister.
Yeah, I don't want to kiss my sister. I don't have a sister.
What about Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan Kenobi would be fun. Yeah. That's about the line of names that I could reference.
But in the OGs, you're killed pretty quickly, and then you're only a ghost.
Yeah.
You know?
What are people upset about how he died?
What do you mean?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
In the originals?
Yeah.
What? I haven't seen the backlash.
Didn't he die like people were upset the way he got killed?
Well, he sacrificed himself. Oh, okay. He basically gave in so he could help Luke learn to harness, and then he guides Luke to Yoda. You'd be a good Yoda.
I could be a Yoda.
Yeah, I could see you being a Yoda.
I could be a Yoda. Too many questions from the kid one day. You're just like, nah, I'm dead. Mail sack question. Yesterday, the Kansas City Royals turned a 5-6-4-3 double play.
I love a good 5-6-4-3.
This has not occurred in Major League Baseball since 1995.
That's a great stat.
Pretty wild. What's the most impressive double play that you will remember seeing in Major League Baseball? This is an easy one for me. Game 7 against Kansas City in the World Series. Joe panicked to Brandon Crawford. He dove. Did a glove flip, and it beat the runner at first by a millisecond. Mm. Called him safe, had to go back and review it, and they ended up winning Game 7 of the World Series by a run. Got any? No impressive double plays?
A lot of them.
Okay.
The diving catches at first on the line.
Brandon, any impressive double plays you remember?
I mean, I'll just go last year's World Series, that double play, the end of game.
I don't remember that one.
And Game 7?
I don't remember.
Really?
I remember the home run in the ninth inning. I remember that.
They'd have a double play to end the game.
Let's do this. Let's ask Swag who was in on that double play to further prove that he did not watch that game.
Mail sack question. League expansion seems to be all the rage these days, and the NFL is no exception. Would you rather the NFL expand overseas or domestically or both?
Domestically.
Yeah, get out of here.
Give me the Portland Gridiron Project, damn it.
Get out of here. I do not want international NFL teams.
We need more West Coast teams. Give us the Portland, you know, whatevers.
I'm with you there.
I want that. I don't want international expansion.
Mexico City, I'm sure it's a fine place to go travel to. No, thank you. All right. Mail sack question. Sprague only. I'm offended. Oh. I'm going to the Rick Ross concert at the Oregon Symphony on Friday. It's my first time there.
I almost bought the tickets to that when it was announced that he was coming out. Bose.
What's the proper attire to wear at the symphony?
You got to go. Okay, so it's a symphony hip-hop concert.
Rick Ross symphony combination.
Very nice dress shirt. You got to have a chain, but not outside the collar, but enough for somebody to see it. So maybe a button down. Mm. You got to have nice slacks with clean J's. And if you wear a flat-brimmed hat that's fitted, you look A-okay.
Mm.
You got to look spicy with a little class.
Does he get a lot of flack for stealing somebody's identity?
I'm not speaking on this matter.
You don't want to comment on that one?
You might disappear. Mose.
Isn't he a complete fraud?
Well, we
found everything about him is entirely fraudulent. And Rick Ross was an actual person.
Okay.
Who was a hardcore gangster back in the day.
Freeway.
And he just stole the name.
Freeway Ricky Ross, okay?
His name's Clarence, dude. He went to private school.
He also worked at a prison as a prison guard, but he's always like, I'm moving weight. Mose.
No, you're not.
I mean, no. You know.
Okay. I'm just asking the questions.
Who doesn't steal identities? Are any of them real?
I don't know.
I don't know who's real and who's not real.
Mail sack question.
Was 50 Cent really shot 9 times?
I think he was.
Or was he shot twice?
Kanye had his mouth wired shut.
Yep.
Through the wire.
Well, that made him a Nazi.
Yes. It's a lot of lead in your head.
Yeah.
It'll do it to you, man.
A lot of lead in your head.
I'm sure Hitler had a lot of lead in those teeth.
Well,
over the years. Mail sack, play Augusta once, but never get to return. Or a 50-50 chance of getting a press pass to Augusta each year.
Oh, you play it once.
Play it once.
What do I care? I don't want to be there anyway.
In theory.
I don't want to interview these guys.
Oh, no, I would love
play
it.
Just play the course.
I just want to play it.
Here's the other alternative, though.
No, there's no alternative.
Every year there is a media round. They have a drawing. Media members play the course
on
Monday.
You never get picked?
You will. That's the thing. Could you eventually get picked
and play it
more time than once?
I don't want to go to Augusta. You've made it sound real trashy. I want to play it and get out of there and never go back.
The city is trashy, yes. The place is heaven on earth.
Yeah, but you literally were like.
The surrounding areas
It's
are
just
not
a
great.
Dump, and then you roll up in it, and there's the entrance. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife doesn't believe this when she sees it. She's like, no way. I'm like, it's crazy. My co-host says it's awful.
The main road out there is like 82nd. Then you turn onto a Magnolia Lane.
Easy with the. That's our beloved 82nd. All right.
You know, it is what it is. Mail sack for Dirt Manly. Hey, there we go.
Wow, see? I get one. You're hating on it. There you go. It's a dirt only question.
Is there anything on College Football 27 video game on your wish list?
Well, that's why it's a dirt only
question. There's a floated rumor of an open world style play at the college campus.
What is that?
I think that sounds dope. Sprague and Brandon can chime in. I just didn't know if they played the game.
No, I don't.
You don't. Do you play any video games?
I'm too poor to get a PS5 to start playing college football, but if I had a PS5, I would definitely be on board.
Were you a college football guy back in the day, video games growing up?
Loved it.
He said I'm too poor.
PS5s are expensive,
man.
I don't. Here's the thing for me this year. I don't know if I'm gonna. I probably won't buy the game this year.
Brandon, would you rather spend the money it costs to buy a PS? What number are we on?
PS5.
PS5. Or would you rather take that money if you had it and go to a T-Pain concert on somebody's three-acre property?
We had a guy with a farm text in and said, if you guys are serious, let me know. Dude, I got a farm.
Yeah,
dude.
Dude, let's eat organic vegetables.
Power out there. You go, what kind of farm are we talking about?
Spark one up and watch T-Pain. What a day.
To answer your question, I think the open world stuff is all that's all misleading in AI, so don't believe it.
It looks amazing, though. I saw a video of BYU and walking badass around campus. Yeah. I'm like, wow, they nailed it.
Yeah. What's the open world? What is this?
It's essentially like you can do...
You're going down tubes now?
There's not like a limit to where you can go in the video game, as we're now pivoting the nerd focus back onto us. It's like there's no limit on things that you can do. Like,
so like I could get the star power from Mario and just bulldoze through the offensive lines?
Yes. Yes. Now you're nerd shaming. How do you feel now, huh? C-3PO? How you feeling over there?
Would you rather have the raccoon tail or the firepower?
Could you be a furry in your open world walking around campus?
Dude, if I could be flying Mario for a two-point conversion.
Now that's an unstoppable
But you have
play.
To have, you got to go backwards so you can get the running start.
Yes. Watch out for the banana peels, though.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I got a kid coming in October. I don't think I'm buying the game this year. Oh. I got to.
Really?
It's not going to happen now.
What's the game cost?
It's like $80.
$80?
I mean, it depends on what version you buy. There's like four different versions.
Back in my day.
It doesn't come out until the end of July. Wow. Football season will start right after that. And then I got a kid coming in October, and it's like, I'm not going to have any time for it. So I'll take a couple years off, probably. I'll get back into it.
Donkey Kong would be a great fullback to have on your team.
He'd be a hell of a middle linebacker, too.
Oh, my God.
Mail sack question. How do the clips used for commercials for the show get chosen? Do you guys choose? Does the brand man choose? I got to say, the clips used for some shows don't entice me to listen to their shows.
Can I tell you something to be honest with you?
Yeah, we have no say over it.
We don't really participate in that part of the station stuff or show stuff.
That's a producer thing.
We all have an opinion, and we don't all agree on opinions. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of them?
No.
No.
It's 30 seconds that I'd rather have talking personally.
Give me the airtime.
Than listen to, like,
I'm Dirt.
And then Dirt's like, you know what I don't like? I don't like the baseball stuff while the football stuff's happening. And then, oh, that's funny, Dirt. Dirt and Sprague, Monday through Friday, 6 or 10 a.m. I'm always like, what?
We do glance at each other from time to time when we hear them, like, that's what they pulled for a promo? Like, that we have those thoughts from time to time?
I have a lot of judgment. Swag when you listen to them and be like, can you change this?
Like, seriously, Swag? That, of all the things from the show, that was promo worthy?
They almost...
But it's also, yeah. I'm not going to criticize it because we don't do it.
No, make me do it.
So I'm not gonna like. I'm
no,
not gonna
I'm saying
make
let
them.
Me do it, and then I won't do it, and we won't.
And
have
then
to
they
deal
won't
with them
be
anymore.
In there on the show anymore.
They will cease to exist.
It's one of those things of like I'm trying to not throw a rock in a glass house because I have nothing to do with them, so I'm not going to criticize the work that gets done. But no, we don't have. That's a producer thing for every show. They make those.
I just feel like when I hear ours, I'd say it feels like 68% of the time. You want to round that up to 69? You can't. It feels like it cuts off with us in the middle of a sentence.
Miss that question.
I really like Oregon State's hire. Yeah, you know, I read Dirt and Sprague.
What?
What was that?
All right. Were you going to finish that thought? Do you care?
Cool.
Miss that question. Is it possible to ask a woman out at the gym without coming off as a complete creep?
Yes.
It is, but it's dicey.
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible. You can't say it's impossible. I need a backstory here.
Well, don't walk up and be like, nice shorts.
Nice ass. What are you doing this weekend? Can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Frowned upon in society.
That's obviously what you would not do.
You have to have a base level of, I don't know how long you need. There needs to be, communication needs to be obviously established.
You have to establish some sort of hello, and it's got to be a build up.
I know your name. Yeah. We say hi to each other in the gym. There's correspondence that happens over a period of time. Yeah. Prior to,
you got
to
be self-deprecating. God, I cannot do them that well. I am terrible on that machine.
Yes.
And then you walk away. You know, you don't linger with another comment. You say something self-deprecating, you walk away.
Hit them with a one-liner. Leave them wanting more.
Right.
And then eventually you get to the point of like, you know, what are you doing this weekend?
Now, if you're in the middle, you got one leg up, but you're the other leg is a bent knee on, and now you're thrusting forward, and you're like, so... I'm going to protein shake after this.
What's the worst machine to be working out on and ask somebody out on? What about the Thighmaster?
It's probably the crunch machine where your knees are coming to your elbows.
Ah, one of those?
Yeah. I think that's a very awkward machine. I tend not to use
it. Eat your own butt. You're doing that in the gym?
There's a little bit of
that. Asking a lady out at the same time?
There's a little bit of that. Or if you're like trying to... if you're lingering while she's in the middle of an obvious set, yeah, you're that's creepy.
I think if she's in the front row at treadmills and you do lunges by her, glance up and wink.
Touch toes.
Hey, what's up?
Turn back around.
What are you doing Saturday?
We do have one.
What you doing?
We had one text in from the great Tim Monas, so I wanted to read it.
Oh, Tim Monas had one today?
So basically his wife said that her mom, dad, sister, husband are having a Mother's Day thing down in Eugene, and that he wants to go, she wants to go, but the kiddos don't want to go, and it would only be a three-hour hang, but he might be having to avoid his sister and mom on Mother's Day, even though every Sunday they do a family dinner because they live a mile apart.
Ah.
What do you do in this scenario?
So every Sunday they do a family dinner.
Well, he's a mile away from his own mom and
sister. Yeah, I guess. Close by.
But her mom and family are down
a long ways away. I think as long as you get along with the in-laws family, I would probably
do
that.
He does. He enjoys them.
If you enjoy them and you're okay with that for a day, go visit them for a day.
Your mom and sister see every day. You call
them. If you see them every Sunday, not seeing them on Mother's Day doesn't quite hit the same.
Wake up early, drop two coffees and a pastry on the door of your mom.
Yeah, if you're close by.
Call her later and go visit your family.
Thank you for the reminder that Sunday's Mother's Day.
Again. Yes.
Do you guys know that?
You got your gift ready?
Yeah.
Your wife's carrying one.
I totally got it ready to go.
Yeah, you're dialed.
I know what I'm doing. I'm well prepared. More mail sack next.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
It's on the fam. Look, we had older listeners earlier asking, like, I don't even know who Sean T is, so I apologize for that. This song is not, that's a Sean T.
I mean, it's right in my high school wheelhouse.
It's perfect.
So if you're a little older than me, you're going to be like, ah. And if you don't like hip-hop, you're definitely going to be like, ah.
Nah, he won't know it.
But Ashanti? Yes.
She was a moment in time, man.
It was.
By the way, yes, for those who missed the reference in the last segment, yeah, I am having another kid if you missed it. I talked about it last week.
I mean, that can happen, too. You make an announcement, nobody...
Nobody heard. Yeah, if you were listening to the segment, I don't think we post anything on social media. It's a little bit less of a big deal for number two, although we are certainly excited. But yeah, I got kid number two coming in October.
Congrats, poor number two.
That's awesome.
Poor Milt. Milt's going to find out the hard way. The parents learned from the first what to care about, what not to care about. So what was a big deal for Teddy Ball game.
So much more loosey-goosey round
Milt
two.
Milt would be like, what the hell, Dad? You didn't care? You showed Teddy on love? I didn't put my hand in my butt? And you're like, yeah, sorry, Milt, but Teddy was awful, and we celebrated this too much, and we wanted to cut that back, big guy.
This is true.
Don't even like that shirt Teddy wore. Why am I wearing it?
We do have a bit of a kerfuffle.
Because we're poor. We live in Portland. They added another transportation tax, and my road still isn't fixed.
Do I got to pay the art tax for this one? Does that work? Do I got another art tax I
got
to pay
now? You
got
another tax from the transportation department coming your way here, buddy.
Can we up that child tax credit? How about, can I ask you guys a question now? You got two. Brandon, how many kids do you have?
Dos.
You have two, so you both have two, but you're joining the two club.
I'm done, though, so I can't speak for the other Brandon. I'm snipped.
Yeah, you're snipped. Are TBD. You snipped? TBD on the snipping. We will be done at two. Can I ask a question? And I don't have any like strong takes on this. A simple yes or no answer can suffice.
Not a big pull and pray guy.
Did you baby shower number two? Don't give concrete takes. Don't criticize anything. I just want a simple yes or no.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Was it as big as number one?
In some ways, no, but maybe better.
Oh, okay.
Because
I would say it's the same. It was the same.
I mean, we're going through that right now.
We went over, not over the top. We were really poor. So
yeah.
We had it at a family member's house.
Sure.
But we were also not at a point in our lives, I think we would agree, where we were like aiming to have a kid with the first.
Right.
Versus the second.
Hot Jeff was, guard and you're, yeah.
Was
yeah.
more planned.
Okay. Okay. I'm just curious. A lot of the stuff you're like, we already got it.
I would eliminate the idea of making friends and you be there.
Okay.
Why? We shouldn't be doing that at all.
I was there at the first one. I was there.
The ladies should be having almost like a sober bachelorette party.
Yeah, it should be like a spa day.
Instead of
go
like
get a massage. What do we don't need any clothes. Know, we already got all the clothes. We don't need anything.
The couple's invited.
Right.
Like,
we got a stroller. You know, like we're doing.
Because it's going to turn.
It's different if you have one to the other, like sex-wise, and you go, like if we would have had a girl kid number two, and you need a whole new set of stuff. Then I get it in theory.
Right.
But there is part of it that's like, I got three bins full of baby clothes right here.
I went to one once.
And you bet we're not buying any more clothes. They grow out of them in 2 weeks.
And we did an apple juice sucking out of a bottle contest. And I didn't win. And so it made me feel even more ridiculous that I was like, I was sucking on that thing super hard.
You're not a good sucker. You learned that?
There's a bottle technique with a little bite involved.
You got those little bird lips over there, man.
Well, I do. Yeah, I got to get these plump and juicy.
You need some big, thick, powerful lips.
Bird lips. God, how long you been holding on to that?
It's a line from Super Troopers. Comment. They do a thing in Super Troopers where they chug the bottles of maple syrup.
Yeah.
So you don't have these big, thick, powerful lips. You got little bird lips over there.
Well, the guy that won it in such quick fashion that men are like, why were you so good at this?
And he's a little weird.
I just figured out that you chew on it a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
You chew on it and it comes right out.
He's just like, figure that out, huh? Right. Yeah. What are you doing at home, man?
What farm did you grow up on?
You put a diaper on when you get home?
You're a raw milk guy, aren't you?
Mail sack question. If the move was Murphy from the Pels and Ja for the young player we almost traded for, what would you think of the offseason?
Okay, wait. If the move is Murphy
you get Trey Murphy and Ja Morant is the Blazers offseason.
Why are we bringing in Ja Morant? We have Damon Drew Holiday.
Beep, 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 beep.
If that's the moves, I think you've gotten a little better.
Is Ja on the starting lineup?
No.
No. Off the bench?
Actually, you can't go Damon Ja.
Why not? Why can't you?
Why are we doing Ja here?
Why can't we do that in there? Why can't Damon Ja?
Because they're both 6'2".
Let them vibe. One can shoot, one can't shoot.
Yeah, I'm going to say you got a little better, but I'm not super excited about it because I am nervous with that what is that locker room? Like, what is Team Morant with Damian Lillard going to be?
We got good leaders here. That's why Drew's here. That's why Dame's here.
Okay.
We got the culture already established.
Okay.
Ja will fit right in.
Okay.
No guns allowed, buddy.
I have Donovan showing up with grills in his mouth by December with John Morant. He's doing a shooting motion, Donovan, after he hits a three.
Can we put the guns away, Donovan? Put the guns down, please.
No, he's going to have somebody else carry the guns.
Millsack, in a bathroom that is not in your house, work, store, etc., is it worse to sit on a warm toilet seat?
Oh, that's terrible.
Or stand on a wet floor?
Stand. I don't want to. Whose ass are you sharing warmth with?
So you're saying sitting on the warm toilet seat's worse, not standing?
I think so.
Sitting, so if you have to take a dump on a warm toilet seat, that's worse than standing in somebody else's pee.
It is a 100% certainty you've stood on piss every day that you've gone in a public situation.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Am I wearing flip-flops? Last time I sat on a warm...
Is it a flood?
Last time I sat on a warm toilet seat... I'll tell you what, man. You want to find like the seventh circle of hell of people fighting for their lives? Walk into an airport terminal bathroom around 6:15 in the morning as people are waiting for their flights.
There's a lot of coffee that's flowed through that bathroom.
On the way to Hawaii, I had to, you know, it's early in the morning. We're getting ready to go.
Yep,
and I walk in.
It.
There's already like four people waiting in a line.
Wow.
So every stall is already filled. There's four people waiting.
The sounds you're hearing, too, are not encouraging. You're hearing some real pushing. You're hearing some real plopping. You know, it's not great in that situation. That's why I still, to this day, the best public restroom I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Although if it's chilly, it's not the worst thing, you know?
South Korea airport, the best public restroom of my entire existence.
Was it clean?
Oh, dude, it was perfect. It was great. You get your own room.
That's pretty
cool. You go into the restroom.
Into the room, you get your own room.
To then basically get
privacy.
Your own room.
Take your shirt off if you want.
It's amazing. There's no cracks under the door. The walls are completely bricked. It was stellar experience. And the music they chose, the ambiance was perfect.
Yeah, good
Very
vibes.
Comforting, relaxing. But for me, it's the warm seat in this scenario. I just... no way I'm interested. Because there's also some curly hair going on somewhere.
What if you
there.
See the person walking out? What's the worst person to sit afterwards?
Yeah. I mean, we have ideas.
You know where I'm going.
That's why I use the toilet covers.
You're a toilet cover guy?
Dude.
Yeah.
I'd judge you if you're not. You could judge me for using them. I'm judging you for not.
it's my skin. I'll be all right. Millsack, outside of the world-famous radio host that you are, what's your claim to fame?
I don't got anything.
I was the fifth-grade MVP at Dare Camp.
I was walking around Cleveland this weekend because my niece had a lacrosse game there, and I was bemoaning not having a statue yet. That's probably it.
Bemoaning? You don't have a statue?
Where's my statue, dude? What are we doing here?
I got six Sports Emmy Awards sitting at home. So
six Sports
you have
Emmy
six
Awards?
Sports yeah. Emmys?
Whoa, dude, just drop that microphone right
wow.
here.
Wow.
Boom.
You know? Yeah,
no big
Fox
deal.
Sports did me good.
How about that?
I'm top 18.
You got them all on one shelf? Is it in like a man cave scenario?
They're all tucked on one shelf.
That's cool.
Somehow.
Top 18 radio host in a local market, mid-major market.
Well, outside
morning.
Of being
outside
a
of the...
top 19 mid-major market radio show, what's your claim to fame?
You know what's funny? I had to do an alumni interview last week with OSU.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like asking me about the career. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm just happy to still be doing it. I love doing it. Because, you know, believe it or not, the only award I've actually received ever doing radio was when I was a college radio host. I entered my show into a West Coast radio contest.
A college award show.
And I won best show.
Really?
I still have the trophy.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that.
Dude, it's kind of a cool trophy. It's a kind of a small glass one. And it says my show
nice.
Name and
yeah.
my name on it. That's the only award I've ever won.
It's a cool one to have in the backdrop.
Yeah.
Mailsack question, what's your favorite golf scramble team? An okay team, not going to win, but they're having a ton of fun, plenty of beers, or you and three sticks might win, but everyone is serious and uptight.
Oh, give me laxed. I'm already uptight enough, and I'm not taking it seriously.
I mean, the right answer is the combination of both. Like, you want people who are good golfers, but also are willing to have
That's
fun.
Not the game, though.
But it's not the game. I will take the good golfers, though, because I haven't played in a scramble in a while. I do love playing scrambles. It's fun when I like taking it seriously. Like, if you're with three really good golfers, and you're trying to hit shots that you can't normally hit, but somebody else has already hit a good drive, and you're like, dude, let's see if we can drive the green, or let's see what we can, you know, come up with something crazy. I have a lot of fun doing that.
Same.
The uptight nature isn't great, but yeah.
Yeah, me and my three buddies were really good golfers. We take it super seriously.
The tough part for me in my previous golf days, I shot like an 88 this weekend.
Oh,
like those
tough.
Are my days now.
It's brutal.
Back in my day, though, in the fun ones, I would always be the guy that people would like, you'd hit like a 4-yard tee shot, an out of bounds tee shot, and a 38-yard tee shot and be like, all right, pipe one now. It's like, thanks, guys.
You're 37. What are you back in my day?
Used to be good
4
at golf.
Years ago?
I used to be good at golf, man. Back in
He's
my
old,
prime.
Remember?
Back yeah. in my prime. Used to be a 5 handicap. You have a coworker that is a loud chewer and a loud drinker, like really loud. It drives everyone crazy. Do you tell him or do you suffer in silence?
Well, in my experience, people tell you. I am the loud chewer.
You are the loud
and
chewer.
And I've been yelled at about it from a former coworker.
That did,
she
yeah.
She was very unhappy with how loud I chose.
It ended up being almonds. A good story, but yeah, in the moment, she was right.
Dude, she lost her S on me about
she
that.
She did. She couldn't stand it. She
Wait,
was having
she
a bad
was right?
day.
You thought she was right?
You could be a loud chewer. You're a loud chewer.
I'm a little bit of a smacker. I'm yeah. not proud of it. Sometimes my mouth's open and I'm like, no, it's not. And then I'm like, oh my God, it
you're
was.
You're not thinking about what you're doing?
Yeah.
You have to say something.
I'm not perfect there, but yeah. Almonds, I experienced it. I got yelled at in a cubicle, and I literally told her she was mad at her dad, not me.
You did.
That was a pretty good response by
we
me.
We love you, Piper. We've become great friends over the years.
I didn't name names.
Oh, we talked about it when it happened.
Yeah, I know, yeah. but that was a long time ago.
We love Piper. She's great. There you go. Mail sack every single Tuesday. A little bit different now, but it's fun nonetheless. And it is brought to you, as always, by Sparta TRT. Whether you're hitting the gym or just trying to survive the workday, don't just watch from the sidelines. Reclaim your edge and win at the second half of life. SpartaTRT.com. Let's close
Let's
it up.
Go!
Get you set for your night in sports and some fun with audio in the NBA that we missed a couple of nights ago. We got two more playoff series beginning. We'll dive into it next. 105.1 FM The Fan.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And they stay there. Yeah, I don't know if there's a direct line of demarcation.
We would be going up and down all night.
I feel like the Blazers went downhill the second we made this the winning song instead of taking care of business.
That seems racist.
Who? Everybody plays this song. We weren't unique in this way.
I don't know what everybody plays. I only worry about what's happening in my city.
This song is played at every arena in every country, in every city, in every state, in the entire globe.
I think he
created
the song to be played at every arena, every state.
Yeah, they just ate up their slop. Yeah, well. You know what you do after you win? You took care of business. You won yourself a ball game. TCB.
What year was that?
Taking care. Well, you did that for years, taking care of business.
No, what year do you think we made the switch?
I can't remember. I don't know. Off the top of my head. That's why I don't know if there's a direct line of demarcation.
That'd totally be you saying that, too.
We made the playoffs 22 years in a row, you know.
Oh, that's when it stopped.
You know? And then we started playing, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. You know what we stopped doing? Win, 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 and no matter what.
Okay, what?
And we went downhill after that.
What year was the last playoff of our 22-year streak?
2004?
That song came out in 2010.
Yeah, I bet they switched right after that, right when we were getting going again.
So we were taking care of business during the Jailblazer era.
I mean, we were. We got Brandon Roy, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Greg Oden. That was taking care of, was that not taking care of business? We won the draft lottery, TCB.
About 3 years of Sebastian Telfair in there, buddy.
He was going to be great.
Not a lot of taking care of business in those games.
Your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day. They bring you a fan poll question on X every day. Dinner tonight at one of their five locations, Sandy O's, Big's Chicken, Reverend's Barbecue, 808 Hawaiian, and Laura Horse Market and Steakhouse. And, you know, we don't usually do this, but I might make this a thing.
On Tuesdays?
On Tuesdays.
That's a good one, yeah.
A mail sack version. I would say the most heated debate we had outside of yelling at each other about being nerds over our nerd things was what's worse to experience in a public bathroom, a warm toilet seat when you sit down or standing on a wet floor to pee? And you can go vote at Turton Spring on Twitter. That's your neighborhood restaurant group poll question of the day.
There you go.
I would like to also acknowledge I am an idiot, and we have now done that for, what, a week and a half we've had the neighborhood restaurant group poll question
like that.
Of the day?
Yeah, about a week.
I still can't. Every time I type out restaurant, I misspell it.
Really?
Every time.
Restaurant's the word.
I put it into the tweet every time.
You want me to start doing it?
No, it's okay. I need to learn at some point, but clearly I'm not, because I misspell it and then
I just
click.
How do you spell it?
I don't know. Not the way it's supposed to be spelled. What am I missing? A-U? Maybe it's the A-U-R-A-N-T?
Yeah, restaurant.
Maybe I'll remember it now.
A-U-R.
Doubtful.
Restaurant.
We're listed as doubtful. Before we get to tonight in the NBA, a couple more series getting underway. This happened the other night, and probably the only show on television that could get away with this.
Mm-hmm.
Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel news not going anywhere. She's going to be on a podcast soon.
I mean, it's just a matter of days.
Mike Florio came out and was like, "This is a non-zero chance that he's fired before the season starts." Which I still don't believe.
How do you fire a guy when you've gotten a rub and tug? How? He's not getting suspended by the league. They already announced there's no wrongdoing here. Like, what's the penalty? You cheated on your wife. He's a former what?
Is he
what?
I think.
Wait, he cheated on his wife?
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about you saying.
Oh, the other thing.
I don't know. We'll just let it fly. I don't know. Here's what happened on Inside the NBA the other night.
And we've got the Boston Celtics being knocked out by the Philadelphia 76ers.
You guys
are fishing. I see our buddy Bill Simmons in there. John Krasinski.
Who's
Mark
the two
Wahlberg,
people in front? I don't know if he's stopping. I don't know if he's stopping.
Ben Affleck and Matt Damon on there. Tatum and Brown.
This last one. Yeah.
That's all I see on that boat. I don't
That's
see
exactly
anything
right
else.
They had Mike Vrabel on the front of the
Poor
gun.
Poor Rossini, man.
Mike Vrabel was holding Rossini.
It was Titanic.
Doing the Titanic pose where her arms are out and they're at the front of the boat. And they were on the gone fish in Boston Celtics boat.
Yeah, what is, again, the point, the boss is doing nothing.
I know.
He's been caught in the hairs of a worse controversy.
Yeah.
This is just more about, like,
her.
Ooh,
what is
career.
The worst controversy? Cheating on your wife with a
or going
insider?
To a massage parlor the week would of the you Super
want,
Bowl?
Would you want, I mean, he's the owner. I don't really care what he does. Would you worry about the information that he was giving Rossini?
What was he giving her?
I don't know.
Julio Jones is going to be a Titan?
I don't.
She was giving him.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah. What was she giving him, Brandon?
Playlists on Spotify for motivation.
Yeah, I still tend to agree with you. I don't think anything will happen here, largely because of the Robert Kraft stuff.
Well, the stuff that's happening has already happened. It's to her. He was just
out of
season.
Well, he missed the draft. He had to miss a day of the draft.
He did not. Yeah. For what did he call it?
Counseling.
Like, counseling?
He had to go to Salt Lake City and buy her a sweatsuit.
Right. He already has showed up at a season ticket event And the fans got gave him a standing ovation.
I'm just wondering if there's any, because I feel like every week we now have some sort of new leakage.
It's at least kind of died down.
It slowed down a little bit. What is Rossini going to do? If I were her, I would go scorched earth and give every detail, because you know the relationship is now off. He's trying to stay with his wife. She probably is. I mean, her relationship is done.
No, I don't know about that, because we haven't had the report that they've filed. And there was another report that they coincidentally drove past a car accident and that she was on top of the car on the side.
That was all
helping the person come out. And it sounds like that's not what was happening.
Completely made up, yeah.
But she was in the car with her husband and kids. So yeah. Maybe they're trying to
mend the fences as well and let it die down.
She'll do her podcast. Yeah. She probably falls on the sword, explains in a roundabout way that I did the worst thing a human can do, and I've learned from this experience, and I will never be this way again. Like, she'll say it without saying it.
Yeah.
That way she can save some credibility. She'll
get exposure. He keeps his job.
He keeps, well, yeah. I think this is more about him and her husband than it is about him and sure. or her and Vrabel.
One game in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, Minnesota and Colorado. Carolina's not the only team who hasn't lost in the Stanley Cup playoffs yet. Colorado also has not. They scored 9 goals on Minnesota.
We bet in the over of goals in this series every game?
I mean, yeah, it seems like
a lot.
That's a lot. That was the fifth most, I think, in Stanley Cup playoff history. They're a heavy, heavy favorite at home. The over-under 6.5?
Yeah.
I'd probably still take the over. Colorado's doesn't have a bad goal. They're not like Edmonton bad in terms of in net.
But 6 is a lot,
But they're capable of scoring 5 on their own. They just need 1 or 2 on the other side. And then you get 2 series starting in the second round. Cleveland and Detroit, game 1 in Detroit. Detroit's a 3.5-point favorite. I think I'm going to go Cavs money line tonight.
Cleveland, Detroit. You said Detroit's a 3.5-point
favorite? Detroit's a 3.5-point favorite.
I have the Cavs in this series because I have a Cavs East ticket.
And laying the wood might be the Thunder Lakers. That is a 15.5-point spread.
If Reeves can get back to his normal Austin Reeves stuff, they can backdoor cover this
number. That's a lot of points, but yeah.
By the way,
they're doing the stagger start time again tonight. So, 4 o'clock, Cavs and Pistons start. It is on the NBC Sports Network channel.
Boy.
And then at 5:30, so an hour and a half later, they are starting Lakers and Thunder on NBC.
It's Taco Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo festivities.
It's LeBron's day. We should gamble on LeBron. He's the inventor of Taco Tuesday.
It's easily the most unlikable thing, in my opinion, as a fan of him, that he did. The Taco Tuesday, I'm going to own this because I say it.
Yeah.
And then do the yeah thing. Stop. Stop.
That'll do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Tuesday. Tomorrow, Bobby Marks on the show, 8 a.m.
Yes.
We'll talk to him about the Blazers offseason, the finances, all of that good jazz. Bobby Marks on the show tomorrow at 8 a.m. We'll recap everything that happens tonight in the world of sports. Thank you so much for being a part of our Tuesday. 1051thefan.com, at 1051thefan on Twitter, at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. Go check the podcast. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Rewind, watch the show all day. We love it. Like the video before it closes down. Talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. Listen to 1051 FM, The Fan.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. 2 personalities, 2 available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $40 off your first order with code RANCH40. That's code RANCH40 for $40 off your first order at GoodRanchers.com. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.